The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen. Daf Ayin Bet, Perek HaMocheret Tabayit. Today's daf is being studied, and the Neshmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenechanu Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf, and Ayin Bet Amud Lishon, right on the top line, Umim Matzit. Let's review where we're holding in this sugya. This sugya started off with a statement of Rav Huna on Ayin Aleph Amud Lishon. Rav Huna made a statement that said that if a person buys two trees in a field, so it doesn't come with the karka around the trees, it just comes with the trees themselves. Then he came along and said, if he sold karka and he kept the trees for himself, so in that case over there, yeshlo karka. So when the seller retains the trees, he gets the karka under the trees. So the Gemara said, now the Gemara started to talk. Oh, Rabbanai told us a chiddush. When you retain trees, you retain karka. So the Gemara said, who's that going like? Who's that opinion? I said, for sure it's going like the Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan, Hachamim, hold that when a seller sells, he sells be'ayin ra'ah. He sells in a stingy way. Therefore, he sells the minimum he could sell and keeps the rest for himself. So for sure, according to Rabbanan, Rav Huna makes sense. They said, even he holds according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva normally says what? Mukher be'ayin yafa mukher. He sells generously. But here, he'll agree. Since when did Rabbi Akiva say, Mukher ba'ayin yafa? That's only when it doesn't affect him. He sells a board in a dut. He sells the derech also, because he knows he'll be able to buy the derech back from the buyer. Because the buyer don't care if there's a board in dut over there. It doesn't affect his field. But when it comes to trees, so if I'm going to come to a guy who I just sold the land to, and I'm going to say, oh, give me some karka. He'll say, get out of here. Take your trees and get out of here. Once the trees die, he doesn't want me to be on the field anymore. So in that case, so then even Rabbi Akiva will agree, the mocher ba'ayin ra'ahu mocher, and therefore he keeps his position, he keeps the trees with the karka. Beautiful. So Rav Huna is going according to everybody, the Gemara said. Oh, so the Gemara says, wait, we have a problem. Problem comes from the Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? Bishimon. Case now, the Mishnah is talking about a guy that was Magdish, his field. He made his field Hegdish. So the Bishimon says, well, everybody agrees the field becomes Hegdish. That's not the She'edah. He says, but nothing else on the field becomes Hegdish. Not any of the extras. Not the board, not the dut, not anything extra. But what? The only things that become Hegdish are the trees, the big trees. The Sadan, the Shikma, and the Haruf, and the carob tree. Those become Hegdish. Why? Because since the ground underneath them become Hegdish, so that whatever grows on the ground also becomes Hegdish. Ah, so what do you see? Normally with the Deen is what? Those trees are retained by the seller. Everybody agrees like that. When you sell a field, those trees are not included. And here was the Bishop on saying, you made the field Hegdish. It's like you sold it to Hegdish, right? Normally those trees should be retained to you. Ela must be what? That when you retain trees, you don't retain the karka. Therefore, since the karka underneath it is Hegdish, the trees automatically become Hegdish. So therefore, Rav Huna goes against Yadin. You see, it's not so. You see that we're comparing Mechira to Hegdish. You said that, well, when you sell a field and you hold the trees, you're holding the karka with it. The karka stays by you. But from the Mishnah to Bishimon, it's mashwa not like that. It's mashwa that when you make a field Hegdish, the trees are Hegdish. Why? Because the field also goes with the Hegdish. It's not like you have retained the trees with the land underneath it. No, the trees are being unique from Hegdish. Oh, so therefore, how do you square that off? So the one answers, ah, that is going according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon is going according to Rabbi Akiva. That says, Mocher be'ayin yafahu mocher. So since Rabbi Akiva holds Mocher be'ayin yafahu, Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon was a student of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that's Rabbi Shimon, is a student of Rabbi Akiva, he goes like his rabbi. And Rav Huna was saying his deen only according to Hachamim. So then we go back. Rav Huna, that what he said that the tree is remaining with the karka, that's called Kotachem. It says Mocher be'ayin ra'ahu mocher. Good, but it cannot be going according to Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon are going like the same thing, and they hold Mocher be'ayin yafahu. Even by trees, that's why by Hekdesh, when you make the field Hekdesh, even though the tree should remain yours, because these are the significant trees, these are Hashuv trees, still the trees are Hekdesh, because the karka goes with the Hekdesh. And therefore, whatever grows on the karka becomes Hekdesh, if you don't retain the karka. That's Rabbi Akiva. Mocher be'ayin yafahu. Very good. So we thought originally that Avunah is going to everybody. They know Rabbi Akiva, Avunah can only be going like Rabbi, like Hachamim. That's what we held. So now the Gemara says, on the top of Ayin Bet, Amud Rishon, Umi Matzit, Mukmit La, the Rabbi Shimon, Ke Rabbi Akiva. No good. Can you say that Rabbi Shimon of our Mishnah holds like his rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, that Mocher Ba'ayin Yafa? I'm going to show you clearly that Rabbi Shimon does not hold of this Ayin Yafa business, does not hold of Ayin Yafa business, Mocher Ba'ayin Yafa. How do you know? Ba'atanya, we have a Braita. Okay, what's the Braita say? Hekdish Shilosha Ilanot. A guy, let's say, made Hekdesh on three trees. Three trees. Memata Asara Lebetzea. Three trees that were scattered in a field that normally you'd be able to scatter 10 trees in a betze'ah. So three trees in that type of setup. Hare higdish et karka ve'et lanot shebenehim. Oh, sadush. When you magdish three trees, with the three trees comes the higdish on the trees and on the karka that's in between them, because they need the karka in order to grow. Lefichach, therefore, kishehu podeh. Therefore, when he makes a pidyon on this field, pode bet zera homer se'orim b'hamishim shekel kesef. Oh, what is this business over here? We have a din over here of pidyon by ancestral fields. That's called sde ahuza. Sde ahuza is a field that belongs to you from the nahala. When they split up Eretz Yisrael, every shevet got a piece of land. And those lands were given over from father to son throughout the generations. When a person is, the Torah says, when a person is magdish, his ancestral field, the Torah says you can make pidyon on it. The pidyon that you make on an ancestral field is not like a pidyon that you make on a regular field. On a regular field, when you put it, you put its value. If the field is worth $10,000, you put it $10,000. You have to give the hekdesh. That's how you put it. It's value. Shovyo. Mashenker on an ancestral field, so I give a specific price. That for every zera homer se'orim, for every square footage of a certain amount, you have to pay 50 shekel kesef. That's set price. The guy has a field of automatic flat tax to the Hekdesh, you got to pay 50 shekelim. That's the deen. Now, just to get into the law for a second, this law of paying the 50 shekelim, normally ancestral fields come back at Yovel. So even if you did nothing, after 49 years, the fields always return back to the owner. Now, but in this case, it's a problem because you made a Hekdesh. So the law is like this. If you made the Hekdesh in year one of the Yovel, then you pay full price to make Hekdesh, to make it put you on, you're going to pay 50. Every year that passes, you subtract one. So therefore, it depreciates. So therefore, if you made it, let's say, 1 year before your veil, you're paying one coin in order to redeem it. So it's a depreciating scale, starting from 50 shekalim all the way down to one. Now, the minimum you're going to pay is one shekel. Now, we're talking about over here, in this case, it's ancestral. So the deal is like this. You make these three trees. Ah. And with the three trees comes what? Karka. So therefore, it's like you were magdish karka. Oh, you're Magdish Karka, now you come to be Podet, 50 shekel, let's say it was the first year of Yovel. Okay, that's the first deed. Pachot Mikan, let's say it's less than three trees. It was two trees, let's say. Or Yoter Alken, or it was more than three trees, but they were bunched together. They weren't scattered in the field according to the normal way you scatter trees. They were congested all in one area. So then the deed is, or Shigdishan Beze Acharze. Or you did it separately, which means you did one tree at a time. A Magdish, this tree. Now Magdish, tree number two. Now Magdish, tree number three. You did it at separate times. Hareze lo Higdish, lo Akarka, ve lo ita ilanot shebenehim. In this case over here, the Karka is not included. Why? Karka is only included when you Magdish it in the normal way. Three trees, let's say, which is the normal way, three trees is considered hashuv, in an area spread out normally, that the karka and the trees, they need each other. Mashiach over here, when I magdish one tree at a time, it doesn't include the karka underneath. Or let's say I'm magdish in a congested area where you don't normally plant that way, or in a scattered out area where you don't plant that way, so the trees are considered separate, and it does not include the karka. Therefore, כשהוא פודה את האילנות בשווהן. That's why, when you're going to be פודה these trees now, since it doesn't include the karka, you have to פודה them for their real value. When do we say ancestral fields have the din of the 50 shekel? That's when it's karka. But when the karka is not included, so then you're redeeming trees. What's the din when you redeem trees? You redeem it for the regular value of the tree. So basically the point of it so far is, when the karka is included, so it's ancestral, hekdesh, 50 shekalim for the whole pejon. The trees are included with the karka, you put in a whole, with the karka comes the trees, everything is one package, you give 50 shekel and you cover it, everything goes off. But she'ekin, when the karka is not included, then you gotta put each tree for its value, and you gotta pay its worth to the hekdesh. Okay? V'lo od ela, not only that, אפילו הקדיש את האילנות וחזר והקדיש את הקרקע. Oh, let's say the guy did הקדיש at two separate stages. First he was מקדיש the trees, and then he was מקדיש the קרקע. Two separate situations. כשהוא פודה את האילנות בשוויהן, וחוזר הוא פודה בית זרע חומר שעורים ב-50 שקל כסף. Which means, the קרקע he can פודה with 50 שקל כסף, but that doesn't come to the trees. Because since you did the trees at a separate hekdesh, it's not the pshat that the trees and the karka go together. If the trees and the karka go together, once you put in the karka, it covers the trees. But since you did the trees, one hekdesh, and you did the karka, a separate hekdesh, so the karka is 50 shekel. But the trees, you have to put there separately, their true value. So really the only case where everything is included is when you have three trees, and they're in a certain setup over here, a normal way of planting trees, and you will magdish the ilanot, it comes with the karka. Enough, it comes with the karka, I poder the karka, and the trees automatically padui for the 50 shekel. Masha'enken, there's certain cases that the karka is not included. I poder each tree separately. So you didn't do three at a time. You did each one separately, you have to be poder each one for its regular value. Or I was poder hadush. I was podeh three trees separately, and I was podeh, and I was magdish three trees separately, right? One tree, one tree, one tree, and then I was magdish the karka underneath it. Since I did it at separate times, the karka is the karka, and the trees are the trees. I cannot be podeh the karka and the trees together. Therefore, the karka gets the din of the 50 shekel, and the trees have the din of the true value. That's so for the blaita. We didn't say anything yet. This is blaita. We don't know what the mishum on all. We don't know anything yet. Now, Before we go further, let's read a little of Rashbam now. Now that you have the case outside, let's read it inside. Start with Gimel Ilanot. You see where that is? After they get wide a little, Gimel Ilanot. Hashivi Sadeh Ha'ilan. Three trees are considered a field. Ve'egdesh Karka Imahim. Kol Hatzarich Li'inikatam. And therefore, when you magdish the trees, the field also becomes like this, because it's needed in order to nurture it. Ubinitiot mighty, we're talking about small trees. Okay, next one. Mimata yud lebetse'a. Okay, now she gives you the shi'ur of how big the field has to be in order to say that the field is like this. It's got to be a field where normally you would plant 10 trees in a betse'a. So now you have three of those in that ratio, in an area where 10 trees normally would fit. So you makdish at least 3 of those trees, so the karka comes with it. Go to the next Rashbam. Ushihu podeh. So that one, ushihu podeh. אינו צריך לבדות תאיד לענות בשוויהן והקרקע כפי חשבון הכתוב בפרשה. You don't, since you מקדיש the trees and the karka are together. You don't have to put the trees separately and the karka separately. Yeah, like you put the karka and everything goes with it. What's the deal of stei ahuzah? So he explains it. Because it says, ואם משדה אחוזתו יקדיש איש לשם, והיה ערכך לפי זרעו זרע חומר סעורים ב-50 שקל כסף. אלא הכל פודה ביחד. לפי חשבון בית זרע חומר סעורים. בנון שקל כסף תהיינו לבית קור, סלע ופונדיון לשנה. Which is, it technically comes out, it's per year, one sela and a pundiyon. One sela and a little extra. There's 48 pundiyon in a 48 pundiyon. Right. A sela is 48 pundiyon. Okay? That's the extra. So at the end of the day, if you're in the 49th year away from your veil, so therefore it's 49 selaim, one for each year, plus a pundiyon for each plus a pundiyon for each year. So that would bring you to another selah. 48 bring you to another selah. So that's 50 plus an extra pundiyon because it's 48 pundiyon per selah. So this is 49 pundiyons. So it comes out to the hashbon of one sela plus pundiyon per year. At the end of 49 years, what do you end up with? 50 sela'im. 50 sela'im. That's the shi'ur. Okay. So every year you're deducting basically a sela and a pundiyon. That's what the Rashbam is saying. Okay. Shezeh hashbon nun shekel kesef lemem tet shenei yovel. Beautiful. Okay, there's actually one pundiyon extra, that's for the money changer, the way they explain it over there. So it comes out, the shi'ur is when a person has an ancestral field and it makes it ikdesh, the pidyon is, at most, put it that way, even if the field is worth $10,000, the most pidyon you're going to make on the field is per shi'ur of whatever it is, could be, it's not really not, it's per shi'ur will be 50 shekalim. Okay, next Rashi. Next Rashbam, Pode Bet Zera. Okay, we saw that. O Yoter Miken is fine. Velo Od Ela. Look at the big one. Velo Od Ela. Afilu Ekdish Et Ilanot VeHazar Ekdish Et Karka. Even if you were Magdish the Ilanot alone and the Karka alone, so you have to Pode the Ilanot for their worth and the Karka according to the Stei Ahuzah Ekdish. Now, Lo Mebaya explains. Hecha De Ekdish Et Ilanot BeZe Achar Ze. When the guy was makdish one tree, and then one tree, and then one tree, v'shuv lo hikdish ta karka, we didn't do anything with the karka, de podeh b'shavehem. Ela afilu hazar v'hikdish ta karka, ahal shikdish ha'ilanot b'hazeh ahal zeh. The guy said, this tree is like this, this tree is like this, this tree is like this. And then he was makdish the karka. So you would have thought, maybe once you makdish the karka, so now the trees, it's just three trees, the three trees go with the karka, once you put there the karka, automatically the trees fall into place. No. The deen is, since you did everything separately, even though you put in the karka after, you have to be put in the trees separately, according to their value, and the karka according to the deen of the 50 shekalim. So therefore, those are the cases. Okay, beautiful. So now comes the Gemara and says, Mani, back to the Gemara. Who is the author of this braita? So the Gemara says, we need an author. This is a blank braita. There's no name over here. Who's the author? See that in the Gemara? Mani. Eat a bi'akiva, so let's go slow. What is a bi'akiva hold? Mokhir. Ba'ayin, yafa, hu, mokhir. Right? He sells it, ba'ayin, yafa. This bride cannot be like him. Why not? Ha amar mokhir, ba'ayin, yafa, mokhir. Bechot sheken, magdish. Oh. Not only is mokhir, ba'ayin, yafa, the bi'akiva held also magdish. When a guy's magdish something, is also Magdishit Ba'ayin Yafa. Also, therefore, why does the Braita go against that principle? So look at Rashbam. Rashbam says, Ilema Rabbi Akiva. The Amar Ba'ayin Yafa Mukher Vesvira Lede Mukher Shne Ilanot Yesh Lo Karka Lelo Keyach. Ah, Rabbi Akiva holds that when you sell two trees to somebody, he gets the karka under the trees also. I mean, you don't retain the karka. So even when you sell two trees to somebody, a regular sale, two trees, the karka comes with the two trees. The little man eating the mochir to serve no kesher, but the shavro no karka. And the banan can be shita even kosher be kalav kish bet eno to agbi mot beze ahar ze. The shom yale kish ma koma ilanot. Ah, so therefore Rabbi Akiva is going to hold when a guy is magdish two trees. What do we say in this braita? This braita only when you magdish three trees does the karka underneath to become magdish also. Therefore, you could board there the karka according to the ancestral field rule. And the trees automatically are padui. But less than three trees, it doesn't include the karka, and therefore, you only are able to be poded the trees according to their real worth. Again, braita. Only when I'm magdish three trees, then we say the karka comes like this with the trees. Therefore, I could poded the karka according to the value of the 50 shekel, and the trees automatically are padui. Less than three trees, then the trees are Hekdesh, but not the karka. They have to put in the trees for their real value. That cannot be Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva holds, when you sell two trees, it comes with the karka. Therefore, if you were Magdish two trees, so the karka would be Hekdesh also. Therefore, you should be able to be put in according to the karka of the ancestral value. Therefore, it cannot be Rabbi Akiva. Clearly, just like Rabbi Akiva says, Mocher ba'ayin yafa, he holds Magdish ba'ayin yafa. Ani mocher shte ilanot. The guy who I'm selling to gets the karka underneath it. Ba'ayin yafa. Similarly, ani magdish shte ilanot. This braita said, ilanot ha'ikdesh, not the karka. Therefore, you cannot be put there, you have to be put there the trees separately, meaning according to the value. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it should not be like that. When I'm magdish two trees, the karka should be with it, because I put magdish ba'ayin yafa. I'm not only the tree, stingy, the trees plus the karka underneath it. Therefore, I should be able to put there medin karka. Once this karka evolved, it's ancestral. Therefore, the 50 shekel, like I put there, the karka covers the trees. But don't say that, so therefore, the bright that cannot be Rabbi Akiva. So, what else could it be? Right, so the Gemarak says, eat a banan, so you'll tell me it's the rabbis. What do the rabbis hold? Mocher, ba'ayin ra'a mocher. Oh, ha'amar mocher hu, de ba'ayin ra'a mocher. The rabbi says, wait, mocher is ayin ra'a, aval magdish, ba'ayin yafa magdish. Remember they said in the Mishnah, the rabbis made a hiluk. They said, even though we say that mocher ba'ayin ra'a, but they held magdish, Be'ayin yafa. They agreed to Rabbi Akiva. By Magdish, they said, when a person's Magdish, is Magdish, Be'ayin yafa. Oh, so therefore, back to the question, who's the author of this braita? It cannot be the rabbis. It cannot be Rabbi Shimon, because this braita is under the assumption, Magdish Be'ayin ra'a. We don't have an opinion like that. Our opinion is Rabbi Akiva, plus Hakamim, all hold Magdish is Be'ayin yafa. So who's the author? Who's the author of here? It's not Rabbi Akiva. It's not Hakamim. Oh, Gemara says, I'll tell you who it is. Ela Pshita Rabbi Shimoni. Oh, new opinion now. The author of this braita is going like Rabbi Shimon of our Mishnah. What is he? Oh, look at the top line in Rashbam. Top wide line. Ela Pshita Rabbi Shimoni. What did the Rabbi Shimon say in the Mishnah? He holds, just like a seller sells ba'ayin ra'a, so a magdish also is magdish ba'ayin ra'a. Meaning, when I sell a field, ayin ra'a means you don't get the boar, the dut, the gat, the shovach, you don't get all those items. He held the same thing. When I magdish my field, it doesn't include the boar, the dut, the gat, the shovach. Shnoch dishu bor dut vegav shovach v'chlan sadeh. Rashbin haka de shvil adami de mekol v'kol avi magdish ba'ayin ra'a. Which means he holds, beautiful, we have a shita, nu shita v'Rabbi Shimon. He holds, hekdesh is ayin ra'a. And therefore, when I magdish trees over here, it's only the trees that are going to be hekdesh. It doesn't include the karka underneath it. God. So therefore, it must be according to the B. It must be according to the B Shimon.
So comes the Gemara and says, again, Ela Pshita Rabbi Shimoni. Must be going like Rabbi Shimon. Right? Magdish Ba'ayin Ra'am Magdish. So nothing is included. Also comes the Gemara and says,
and therefore, when a Magdish less than three trees, it doesn't include the karka underneath it, and that's what the Brayta is teaching me. When I do three, okay, three is different. Even if Bishon will give three trees, that's already a different line. Three trees is a field. Three trees is a field. It's called the field. Three is a field. That is karka. Once it's three trees, that's a field. But two, not a field. But these buying now, two, the trees themselves like this, not the karka, I have to be put in them for their value. So I have a new shita over here. Means, stop at this point. Hachamim and Rabbi Akiva, they hold Magdish ba'ayin yafa. Hakamim Rabbi Akiva had a machloket by Mocher. Hakamim said Mocher ba'ayin ra'ah. Rabbi Akiva says Mocher ba'ayin yafa. By Hekdesh, everybody agreed Magdish ba'ayin yafa. Oh, but now we have a new shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says just like Mocher is ba'ayin ra'ah, so too Magdish is ba'ayin ra'ah, and he's the author. Comes and says, wait. The Rabbi Shimon. Aliba de man. Now, Rabbi Shimon, who are you going like? What does it mean, who are you going like? Which means, you got to be either going like Rabbi Akiva or Hachamim. You got to weigh into that machloket. Who are you going like? So Gemara says, I aliba de Rabbi Akiva, ha'amar mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher v'choshiket magdish. Can't be going like Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva says, mocher is ba'ayin yafa, and Kol Sheken Magdish is Ba'ayin Yafa, and you're holding that Magdish is Ba'ayin Ra'a, so you cannot be going like Rabbi Shimon. Here's the end of the question. Ela Pshita Aliba de Rabbanan. Must be your following Shita of the Rabbanan that holds what? Mocher Ba'ayin Ra'a. And you hold that there's no difference between Mocher and Magdish. Vekasavar Rabbi Shimon, ki hechi de Mocher Ba'ayin Ra'a Mocher, Magdish name ba'ayin ra'a, Magdish. Umeshayer ar'a. Oh, so now we have a new shita. Actually, stay on the Amud Rishon. That's what we just did over here. We have Hachamim in the Mishnah, the way we understood Hachamim. Then we have Rabbi Shimon, the way he understands Hachamim. Let's go stop. By Mocher, think in your brains, I chart it out in your brains. By Mocher, Machloket Rabbi Akiva and Hachamim. Hachamim say Mocher ba'ayin ra'a. He holds back. Rabbi Akiva, Mocher, Ba'ayin Yafa. That's clear machlok. Nobody argues it. That's machlok. Magdish, according to the beginning of the Mishnah, Magdish, everybody agrees Ba'ayin Yafa. Even Hachamim that say Mocher Ba'ayin Ra'a, Amode by Hegdesh, Magdish Ba'ayin Yafa. Comes Rabbi Shimon, he says, no, I don't learn Hachamim like that. I hold according to the Hachamim, that what? That just like Mocher Ba'ayin Ra'a, Magdish is also Be'ayin Ra'a. Oh, so I have a new shita over here of Hakamim. Rabbi Shimon cannot be saying it in Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva holds Magdish is Be'ayin Yafa. So and over here, clearly, Rabbi Shimon, this Braita over here, is clearly saying that Magdish is Be'ayin Ra'a. So the only way we could square off Rabbi Shimon is to put him like the Hachamim and say he holds like the Hachamim, ben b'mechira, ben b'hegdesh. Now we found the author to the Braita. That's all we did over here is we had a Braita. Let's summarize. We had a Braita over here. It was Braita. Basically what the Braita was saying, Magdish is Ayin Ra'ah. Why? When you Magdish two trees, it doesn't include the Karka underneath it. Therefore, if it's an ancestral field, you got to be put in the trees on themselves, so their value doesn't include karka. Ah, who's the opinion of Magdish Ba'ayin Ra'a? Who's this opinion? Is it Rabbi Akiva? Can be. Is it Hachamim? Can be. Who is it must be? Must be Rabbi Shimon. Ah, the Rabbi Shimon according to who? Ah, must be Rabbi Shimon subscribes to the Hachamim that Mocher Ba'ayin Ra'a, and he extends it, just like Mocher Ba'ayin Ra'a, Magdish also Ba'ayin Ra'a, and therefore it doesn't include the fields. Now let's look at the bottom Rashbam. Because this is the end of our question here, by the way. The question is one long page to ask one question. What's the question? Look at Rashbam. Alma.
לא מציד את תירוץ לעין רבי שמעון עליבה דרבי עקיבא פריד What did we say on yesterday's daf? This is all one long story. What did we say yesterday? Rav Huna came along. Let's go. Oh, now introduce Rav Huna again. Rav Huna made a statement on Ayin Aleph. He said like this. Guy sells karka, right? And he holds the trees to himself, keeps the trees to himself. Ah, with the trees, he gets the karka underneath. Okay, it's selling. Oh, that's mukher ve'ayin ra'ah. Mukher. I know, because he's keeping the land for himself. Ah, Rav Huna, who are you saying like? So he said, ah, Rav Huna must be going like Hakamim, that hold Mokher, Ba'ayin, Ra'ah. Beautiful. And the Gemara in that story said, that what? And Rabbi Shimon of Al Mishnah must be going like Rabbi Akiva. That's really what we said. Because what did Rabbi Akiva say? And what did Rabbi Shimon say? Rabbi Shimon said, you're Magdish a field. Magdish a field. So what do we say? When you Magdish a field, so therefore not only is the field Hikdish, but the trees, the big trees also become Hikdish. Why? Normally we say these trees are separate entities. These trees should remain by the Magdish. It shouldn't become Hikdish, these trees. Why do they become? Because when you Magdish the field, the whole field, even the karka underneath those trees become Hikdish. And therefore, the trees themselves are growing on Hikdesh property. So therefore, they become Hikdesh themselves. So you see what? The Bishiron must hold that Magdish is Magdish Be'ayin Yafa. That what? You Magdish the field, that's why those big trees become Hikdesh, because you Magdish Be'ayin Yafa. Who did we say that's going like? We thought that's going like Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva holds Magdish Be'ayin Yafa Magdish. So we came along and said, the Bishiron is going like Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara today says, no, sorry, Rabbi Shimon cannot be going like Rabbi Akiva, because we clearly see here that Rabbi Shimon holds Magdish is Magdish Be'ayin Ra'ah. Like with the case over here, when a guy's Magdish two trees, it doesn't even include the Karka. So therefore, that Mish'al Mishnah cannot be going like Rabbi Akiva. Oh, so Rabbi Shimon is not like Rabbi Akiva. Oh, so that's one point that has to be discussed. The Bishimon is not like the Bi. You said above the Bishimon is like the Bi Akiva. That's the way you squared everything off. But now we're saying the Bishimon cannot be going like Bi Akiva. Continue Rashbam, bottom Rashbam. Alma, lo matzit the terutz of the Bishimon adibad the Bi Akiva. The Hadran Kushan Kamaita leduchta. Now we have a question. What's the question? The Shamin of the Bishimon that Magdish the Sadek Dish Haruv Mishum Yidikat Sadek Dish. דלוש ירערען לעצמו לצורך החרוב, אלא בעין יפה הקדיש. והוא הדין למוכר, דשיית אילנות לפניו. Which means, we see in our Mishnah, that what? המקדיש את השדה. A guy made הקדיש, what's the case in the Mishnah? He made הקדיש on the field. Actually, now you would have a stira in the Bishimon himself. Look at the stira we created over here. The Bishimon says in our Mishnah, when you מקדיש a field, The trees themselves become Hikdesh. Why? Because the karka is included in the Hikdesh. That sounds like Magdish is Be'ayin Yafa. Because that's why the trees are included, because you Magdish the karka underneath the trees, and therefore everything is Hikdesh. But over here, Rabbi Shimon's Mashma, Magdish Be'ayin, La'am Magdish. Also, first of all, you have a stira between Rabbi Shimon, between our Mishnah and the Braita. So that has to be squared off somehow as well. Furthermore, who is Rav Huna going like? Rav Huna said that when I sell trees, or I sell a karka, the trees themselves I retain for myself. I'm holding on to the trees themselves. Who is that going like? According to Rav Huna, originally we wanted to say Rav Huna is like the Hachamim, and the Bishimon is like Rabbi Akiva. But now you can't say the Bishimon is like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva says Magdish is Ba'ayin Yafa Magdish, and clearly over here Rabbi Shimon says Magdish Ba'ayin Ra'am Magdish. So Rashbam comes along and says, Kasha Dide Adide, the Gemara is going to ask a stira from Rabbi Shimon to himself, the Le'el Amar Ayin Yafa Gabe Gdish. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon held Ayin Yafa, Ve'acha Ite Ayin Ra'a. But now the Gemara is going to go back, Akshitat Gemara Atal Lakshot Rav Huna. ומתכוון להעמיד קושיה ראשונה שתנה צבונה והרבי שמעון אומר, which means
you answered above לבונה, your answer above was I'm going like the Hachamim and the Bishamon goes like the Rabbi Akiva. That doesn't work. So now, how did you say that, Avuna? So comes the Gemara and says, Ve'ela, Avuna starts now.
Ve'ela Kasha, Ho'il v'yonkin misdeh hekdesh.
Ah, what are you talking about? If you're telling me that Rabbi Shimon holds Ayin Ra'a by hekdesh, then why are the trees hekdesh? In our Mishnah, you said when you make the trees, when you make the field hekdesh, the big trees are hekdesh because the karka also becomes hekdesh underneath them. And if it's your neck, no, it's not so. Karka doesn't become hekdesh because why? Well, since the trees I retain because these are big trees, the karka underneath I should also retain. You just gave me a rule. Mekdish is ba'ayin ra'am mekdish. To be consistent, just like in the Braita, you said it's Mekdish Ma'ayin Ra'a Mekdish, so to in the Mishnah to be Ma'ayin Ra'a. Therefore, the trees should not become Mekdish, because the trees are considered separate entities. Therefore, I Mekdish the field, beautiful. Shimon holds Mekdish like selling. If I sell a field, do I retain the two big trees? Yes. So Mekdish, same thing. I retain the two big trees. So the Karka also I'm retaining. Mekdish Ma'ayin Ra'a. Why did the Bishwan say now, Mishnah, I Mekdish the field, the trees, and underneath them become Mekdish? Why should they become Mekdish? Mefstira, make up your mind. Is Magdish Ma'ayin Ra'a or is Magdish Ma'ayin Yava? That's the way we're going. Yonkim Misdeh Hekdesh. What do you mean Yonkim Misdeh Hekdesh? The field should not be Hekdesh.
Ela Rabbi Shimon. Oh. Ledevrehem de Rabbanan Ka'amar Lehu.
New way of learning the Mishnah. Really, Rabbi Shimon holds across the board.
Mocher Ba'ayin Ra'a, Magdish Ba'ayin Ra'a.
Stop, like we learned. Mocher, you sell the minimum. Magdish, the minimum. Therefore, really, according to Rabbi Shimon, when I magdish a field, it's only the field itself. It doesn't include the bor, not the dut, not the gat, not the shovach. It doesn't even include the trees. Those big trees also I retain. And the karka underneath, also I retain. Avraham Mishnah said that those trees become magdish. No, that's not Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon was talking to the rabbis. Rabbi Shimon was saying like this, Lididi, according to me, ki echi de mocher ba'ayin ra'a mocher, magdish name ba'ayin ra'a magdish, v'shiyure m'shayir. I hold, just like mocher is ba'ayin ra'a, magdish is ba'ayin ra'a, across the board. I sell a field, I sell the minimum. Which means, just like the rabbis said, mocher ba'ayin ra'a, Rabbi Shimon agrees mocher ba'ayin ra'a. He just takes it a step further. I hold magdish also is ba'ayin ra'a. And therefore what? The field is hekdesh. Is the board hekdesh? No. Is the dut hekdesh? No. How about big trees? No. Why? Because on a sale, are the big trees sold? No. So hekdesh, the trees also do not become hekdesh. That means the trees belong to me, the karka underneath them also, I retain. That's the Bishamon Chita. But what he was saying is to the rabbis, he's saying, Lididchu, you rabbis hold that Hekdesh is different than Mechira. You say that Hekdesh is Ba'ayin Yafa, Odu li miya, delo Hekdesh ela, Haruva Murkad, Vesadan Hashikma. Which means, rabbis, listen, I argue with you in totality. I hold,
Mocher Ba'ayin Ra, Hekdesh Ba'ayin Ra.
That's why I hold the only part of the field that becomes Hekdesh, which means whatever is not going to be sold is not going to become Hekdesh according to the Bishamon. Whatever is retained by a Mechira is retained by Hekdesh. Therefore, according to the Bishamon, a guy makes a field Hekdesh. The board is not included, not the dot, not the gat, not the shovach, the dovecoat, not trees, big trees. When I sell a field, the big trees included? No. Hekdesh also, the karka under the trees also. Very good. However, the rabbis hold, no. The rabbis hold when you magdish, magdish be'ayin yafa. Oh, everything. So that's what, so right. That's what the Mishnah said. By magdish, everything. Bor, dud, gat, trees. So the Rabbi Shimon was coming to the rabbis. Rabbis, don't go so far. I have no problem. You want to say magdish be'ayin yafa, but you shouldn't include bor, dud, gat. That's got nothing to do with the field. And you want to be mahmir, include trees, because the trees at least grow on the field itself.
Unique.
Right, the yonik from the trees. Me, I hold that doesn't include even trees. But the fa'ot, you rabbis, don't go so far. Don't say everything becomes Hekdesh.
And if I would say it, treat. And one of the rabbis answer him back. The Avi the Rabbanan lo shena. And the rabbi say, well, what's the difference? Bottom line, it's on the field, board, dude, God, everything is included. Oh, so now, look what we did over here. Look what we did over here. What do we gain by all this? Number one, we have a clear view of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds, Mocher ba'ayin ra'ah, Magdish ba'ayin ra'ah, across the board. Comes out, you have three shitot over here. You have Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva al-Hakamim, and then Rabbi Shimon's understanding of the Hakamim. Rabbi Akiva and Hakamim hold what? Mocher ba'ayin yafa, Rabbi Akiva, Hakamim hold Mocher ba'ayin ra'ah. That's machloket, that's clear. Bahikdesh, we all agree. Bahikdesh, even Hakamim, Amode, Magdish ba'ayin yafa. Comes Rabbi Shimon and says, no, I agree with you, rabbis, by the way. In Mocher, I hold ayin ra'ah, I'm with you. But I hold, not only Mocher ba'ayin ra'ah, Magdish gamken ba'ayin ra'ah. And whatever is not included in a sale is not included in a hekdesh. That's why the braita over here on Ayin Bet Amud Rishon is the Bishimon that says Magdish ba'ayin ra'ah. That's very good. And now Mishnah, by the way, you misread the Mishnah. The Mishnah really says like this. The Bishimon says, according to me, when you make the field hekdesh, nothing is included. Not boars, not trees, not the karka under the tree, not nothing. Ah, but you rabbis that say Magdish ba'ayin yafa, don't go so far. Why are you including the whole world? Bor, dud, ga. You should only include trees, because at least the trees are on the field itself, but don't include the accessory eye. They say, no, maishena, we all Magdish ba'ayin yafa. Okay, so therefore, the Bishamon is clear. Now, what does this do for Davuna? Oh, that's the million-dollar question. What does this do for Davuna? So before we get to Davuna, so what Avuna does for you is over here. Oh, so let's see. Oh, so now let's see what Avuna said first. Then we'll see it square them off with any of these opinions. Now we've got to square Avuna off. What did Avuna say? Avuna was not talking about Hekdesh. Avuna was talking about a sale. Guy sells somebody karka, and he retains for himself two trees. What did Ravuna say? With the two trees, he gets the karka underneath the trees. Okay, now based on what we know now, who could that be going like? Well, that's really saying mocher ba'ayin ra'ah mocher. Mocher ba'ayin ra'ah. Right? Because he hold it. Hakamim for sure could be going like. Right? It could also be going like the Bishimon, because the Bishimon says Mocher also is ba'ayin la'a Mocher. So really, the Avuna's statement is going all according to the Hachamim, and that what you said earlier that the Bishimon is like the Bi'akira is not true. The Bishimon really holds like the Hachamim. He just holds like the Hachamim, even by Hekdesh, he was even by more, but don't stop putting Rabbi Shimon in. That means really Rabbi Shimon argued with his rabbi. Rabbi Akiva was his rabbi. Rabbi Akiva held Mocher ba'ayin yafa, Magdish ba'ayin. Sorry, yeah. Yafa, yafa. He held ra'a. So Rabbi Shimon adopted the Shitab the Hakamim and took it to a deeper level, even a more expanded level. Ravuna that said it's deemed by the trees over there. Can be going like Shitat Hakamim, no matter which Hakamim you take. Hakamim of the Mishnah that says by Mechira, no. Yeah, Hakamim that says Mechira is Ayin Da'a, that's why you keep the Karka for yourself. And then according to Rabbi Shimon, of course, you can agree with that, but the Berunah's statement cannot be going like Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, really, he's going like Hakamim, Ben Hakamim, Ben Rabbi Shimon, that's what Abunah made his statement like. But don't put the Bishimon with the Bi'akiva. That's basically what the Gemara just tried to do over here. We thought the Bishimon agrees with the Bi'akiva. He doesn't. Should I tell you why over here?
Because we thought originally the trees themselves are Hekdesh. Now we're changing our theory of Rabbi Shimon. The trees are not Hekdesh. Nothing's Hekdesh. Just the field itself. Because I am the Am Hekdesh. Ah, but it says in the Mishnah that the trees themselves... That's what Hachamim was saying. You should admit to me at least... Me, I hold Ayin Ra'ah. But you, that hold Ayin Yafah. You should only include trees, but don't include everything else. Now, okay, well, no, we include everything. We hold Magdish Ma'ayin Yafah. Who Magdish? Now, comes Gemara and says, one step further. Bimai Ukim Tana. Oh, you explained the Braita. How do you explain the Braita by the case of the ancestral fields? Can it be Shimon? Like Rabbi Shimon that says Magdish Ba'ayin Ra'ah Magdish? Go to the end of that braita. What did the kid do? He was magdish three trees separately, and after he was magdish the three trees, he was magdish the karka underneath the trees. So what do we say? When you make pidyon, you did the trees separately, one, and then you did the karka underneath it. We don't say that the karka and the trees are all one. Therefore, you have to put in the trees separately according to their value. And the karka itself, you have to put in according to the 50 shekalim item. So Gemara says, V'i Rabbi Shimon, Lizil batar pidyon, V'nivrok agav arayu. Da'ash shamina Rabbi Shimon, Lizil batar pidyon. Oh, new question. We have a shitav Rabbi Shimon, which we're going to say in a minute over in the Gemara. He holds... Everything goes not at the time of Hekdesh. You look at everything at the time of the Pidyon. Let's look at this case here. I was Magdish one tree, and one tree. What's the deen in that case? Stam, that case is. When you put the karka is not included. Magdish behind it. Ah. So when you come to be put there, you got to be put there. Value of tree. There's no karka. The deen of Ste Ahuza, 50 shekel, 50 siraim is only when there's karka. There's no karka. Trees? Shovi. Good. Next case. One tree, one tree, one tree. Okay. Then after I did that, I said karka. So since I didn't link the trees to the karka at the time of the Hekdesh, these were separate. So I'll put there the trees separately, their value, and the karka, 50 shekalim, 50 shekalim. Since I didn't do it together. The only time I do it together is when I do three trees. Three trees is a field. Three trees includes the karka underneath. I put there the karka, the trees automatically are done. Mashiach, when I do trees separately and karka separately, what do you mean separately? One tree, one tree, one tree. So I didn't even magdish a field at one shot. I would magdish them separately, and then the field separately. What's the deen of the braita? I have to put there the trees for their value, the trees for their value, and then the karka according to the 50 sedaim item. Oh, what do you mean? That cannot be Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon has a hadush. Rabbi Shimon holds, when a person is poder in an ancestral field, you judge it at the time of the pidyon, not at the time that you were magdish. Now, at the time of the pidyon, what do I have in front of me? Three trees and a field. I don't care how I got there. I don't care if I got there separately, one tree, one tree, one tree, then the field. Bottom line, what am I being put there now? Three trees and a field. What's the deen of three trees in a field? You put there the field, the trees come with it. But the bride doesn't say that. So if it cannot be like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon doesn't care how you made the... How you got to? Till now we looked at it. No, you did one tree, one tree, one tree. One tree doesn't include karka. One tree doesn't include karka. So the pidyon has to be separately. The tree separately, karka separately. But the bishwan doesn't know like that. The bishwan says, bottom line, what am I being put there now? Three trees with a karka. Three trees with a karka, so one package. Put there a karka with 50 sedaim and bingo. So how can you tell me that bright as the bishwan? He goes according to Shah Pidyon. And now we're back there. The bright cannot be the bishwan. Gemara says, Detanya, how do you know this? Because we have a Braita. Detanya, minayin lokeyach sadeh me'abiv. A guy, let's say, took an ancestral field, kid, took a field from his father, he bought a field from his father, ancestral field, no problem. Vigdisha. He made it like this when his father was still alive. Beharkach met abiv, then the father died. Now, listen, that's the point here, boys. When he made it like this, was it ancestral? No, ancestral field is a field that you yoresh from your father. So when the father was alive, he bought it. He made it like this when his father was still alive. Stop right there. Let's say if he wanted to be podet, now what's the deen? Podet for a regular value. It's not ancestral yet, your father's still alive. Oh, what happened here? He made it like this. The father died.
Now he wants to be put in. Now retroactively it became ancestral. But at the time of the Hekdesh, it was not. So the question is, how does the pinyon work over here? Do you put it in value, or do you put it according to Steh Ahuza? So, how do I know that you put it according to the Steh Ahuza value? Tamud Lomar, the im etz de miknato asher lo misede ahuzato. The pasuk is talking about a regular field, so it calls the regular field not a steh ahuza. It says asher lo misede ahuzato. It's not from ancestral. So the Gemara says, what do you mean asher lo misede ahuzato? Sade she'en reuya liyot steh ahuza. Only a field that's not ra'uy to become steh ahuza. Zu she'reuya liyot steh ahuza. But Masha'en Ken, Yatzazu, this field over here, since at the time that you were Podet, sorry, at the time that you were Magdishit, it was Ra'ui to be Steh Ahuza, after the father dies, so the deen is as the deen of Steh Ahuza. Devre, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Big Hadush here. At the time that you were Magdishit, what was it? It was a regular field. What happened? The father died. Oh, what happened to the field? Now it changed status. Now it's called what? Steh Ahuza. So the deen of the Rabbi Shimon is what? You put it according to the Steh Ahuza status. Continue the next shita. Rabbi Meir Omer, minayin de lokeach sadeh, guy bought a field, me'abiv, umet abiv, and his father died. Ve'hakach hikdish. Oh, this is an easy case. He didn't make an hikdish till after his father died. Minayin shteh lefanav kisteh ahuza. How do I know that it has a deen of style that you just do a 50 shekalim item? Tamud omar, ve'im etz de miknato asher lo misdeh ahuzato. Sadeh she'ena sdeh ahuza. Yatzta zu shehis de ahuza. According to Rabbi Meir, he doesn't learn like Rabbi Shimon. He holds, bottom line, at the time of the Hekdesh, what was it? He holds, at the time of the Hekdesh, it was de ahuza, it's de ahuza. But according to Rabbi Shimon, he says even further, even if at the time that you made the Hekdesh, it was a regular field, then it turned into a steh ahuza, but since at the... Now what's the machloket over? Let's talk about the machloket ourselves. Probably the machloket over there is what? Do you go with Sha'at Hekdesh or do you go with Sha'at Pidyon? Rabbi Shimon must go with Sha'at Pidyon. Since at the time of the Pidyon it's called Steh Ahuza, so you redeem it like a Steh Ahuza. And Rabbi Meir must say no. It goes according to what it is at the time of the Hekdesh. What do you see from here, but that Rabbi Shimon must hold that you go according to Sha'at Pidyon? Oh, so Gemara continues. The evil Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, what do they say? Afidu hecha dehigdisha. Even when you made the Hekdesh when the father was alive. The harkach met abiv havisteh ahuza. Oh, minadihu. How do they know this? How does Rabbi Shimon know this concept that what? That when you made the field Hekdesh when the father was alive, and then when he died, how do you know it's still the deed of steh ahuza? So it says, how do they know it? Don't tell me it's from that pasuk, because that pasuk that you quoted in Mizdeh Ahuza, I can learn like Rabbi Meir. All the pasuk is telling you is that when you make a Hekdesh, it's got to be Mizdeh Ahuza. Not if you made the Hekdesh before and then died. Maybe if it just teaches you that for a field of Mizdeh Ahuza, it's got to be after the father died. Ela lav mishum da'azli batar pidyon. Ela must be because Rabbi Shimon holds, you go according to the time of the pidyon. Stop right here. What does that mean? You go according to the time of the pidyon. Bottom line, at the time of the pidyon, I don't care what it was when you make Hekdesh. Very good. So now once the father died, what happened? It changed statuses. Now it went from a regular sadeh to steh ahuza. And what does Rabbi Shimon say? Steh ahuza, 50 shekalim. Oh, she goes, shah pidyon. Ah, stop right there. Go back to the Braita. What did the Braita say? Braita, I was Magdish. One tree, one tree, one tree. And then what? I was Magdish, the Karka underneath it. What did Rabbi Shimon say in the Braita? Trees are separate, Karka is separate. Why? Bottom line now, at the time that I'm coming to be Podet, what do I have in front of me? Three trees and a Karka. Three trees and a Karka. The Karka is included. Therefore, I should make the Pidyon of the Karka and the trees are... So it can't be Rabbi Shimon this Braita. So Yoda says, nah, you misunderstood Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak. Le'olam be'amar Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Shimon lo azdeh batar pidyon. That's not the reason of Rabbi Shimon. Really, he doesn't go according to Tash'at Pidyon. דהכה קרא אשכחו ודרוש. Over here they have a גזרת הכתוב by שתי אחוזה. אם כן, לכתוב קרא, if the פסוק, the פסוק could have said like this, ואם אצדה מקנתו אשד לא אחוזתו. It could have said, if it's a regular field, that's not אחוזה. Ina me'or could have said, שתי אחוזתו. מי אשר לא מסדה אחוזתו. נו חדושה. The pasuk, when it's talking about a regular field, comparing it to a שתי אחוזה field, it says, if it's a regular field, אשר לא מסדה אחוזתו. Why have they מסדה? The man, just say, regular field, that's not שתי אחוזה. What's a מסדה? So you think it's a חדושה. מסדה אחוזתו, which means, עת שאינה ראויה להיות שתי אחוזה, יצתה זו שראויה להיות שתי אחוזה. New point. You know why the case of the kid, when the kid made הקדש, when the father was alive, and after he dies, you know why has the din of a שתי אחוזה? Because it's potential. It's potential. You don't go with שעת פדיון. That's not, מישהו never said that. You don't go with שעת פדיון. But a field that when you make it הקדש, has the potential to become a שתי אחוזה, has the din of a שתי אחוזה. Story. You bought a field from the father. What is it right now? It's not Shtei Achuzah. Your father's still alive. If you were put there right now, what do you have to be put there? True value. That's the din. Regular field, you put there true value. What happened? Father died. You didn't put there yet. What does the Bishamon say? Shtei Achuzah now. Why? Because since at the time that you were Magdish it, it had a potential to be Shtei Achuzah. Because since you bought it from your father, such a field that has a potential to be that mishedeh ozato, mishedeh shera uiliyot. Oh, back to our braita now. Back to our braita. One tree, one tree, one tree. Okay? I'm like these trees over here. By the way, it was there already, this field already. It was my field already. My field that I inherited from my father. Still, I was already. One tree, one tree, one tree. Does it include karka? The bishwan, ayin, ra'a. Nothing. They're just the trees themselves. Oh, now, after I did the trees, I did the land. So what does he say? Land, stay house, no problem. Do the 50, but it doesn't include the trees. Oh, you go with shat pidyon. I never said you go with shat pidyon. That wasn't my item, shat pidyon. My deen was on a field that's ra'ui to be stay house. Even though you were magdishit before it became Shtei Achuzah, when you put it according to the Shtei Achuzah. I never said you go chop pidyon. Therefore, over here, in Echidami, at the time of the pidyon, you have three trees of field. I never said that. I was only talking about a case where you were podet, you were magdish, a potential Shtei Achuzah field. Yeah, that's my chidush. A potential Shtei Achuzah field has a din of a thousand when you re-podet. Father gave the kid a field. You were magdish it right now. Stop. This field potentially can be a Shtei Achuzah?
Yes.
That's very good. So now when the father dies, you're going to be put there according to the Shtei Achuzah item. Not because now it's a Shtei Achuzah, because since at the time of the Hekdesh, it was a Hekdesh on a field that can be a Shtei Achuzah? Oh, but trees, no. Because tree, in the case of the trees, is different. In the case
of that case,
if
there were trees on the field.
Yeah, it's all one field. Shtei Achuzah, 50 shekalim for the field, and everything's covered with the field. That's the Hiddush. Even at the time that you were Magdishit, it wasn't in actuality a Shtei Achuzah, but Misidah, it's Shayach to be a Shtei Achuzah. This is a different story. But I didn't talk about the potential. I don't care to talk about regular guys, a Shtei Achuzah already. It's a Shtei Achuzah, the potential. It is a Shtei Achuzah. What did he do, bud? He was put there, he was Magdish one tree. One tree doesn't include Karka. One tree, one tree, one tree. Since you didn't do three at a time, so the trees are considered separate. Even though you added the karka after, it's considered two separate transactions. So the trees are Shtei Achuzah, no problem, 50 shekalim, but the trees themselves have to be done one at a time for the true value. Conclusion of the sugya, lesikum. I have to read sikum. Just to say it. Hora'at Ravuna. By the case of Ravuna, where you're selling two trees, selling a field and holding the trees, לגבי המוכר קרקע משל עצמו שני אילנות, he gets the קרקע נאמרה לדברי הכל. Oh, that's going according to everybody. אף לפי שיטת רבי עקיבא. Meaning, רבי עקיבא said what? מוכר בעין יפה. But in this case, he'll agree like we saw earlier, he'll agree because in this case over here, he's not going to give him the karka. Because if he gives him the karka and he wants to buy it back, he'll take it out of here. So even Rabbi Akiva will be modeh that when you're holding trees back, the seller gets to keep the karka. Otherwise, the guy's going to throw him off. Okay? Now, even though it sounds like Shorat Avuna ena muskimet ala kol mahmat Rabbi Shimon, but you have no really, he can be going even like Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon also holds mocher is ba'ayin. Everything is mocher ba'ayin. So technically, Rav Huna made a statement aliba the kulama. Originally, we thought to say he's only going like the Hakamim, and Rabbi Shimon is going like Rabbi Akiva. Now he can come along and say Rav Huna's din is Hakamim v'day ayin ra'a. Rabbi Akiva, in this case, he'll agree to the ayin ra'a factor. And Vaday, according to Rabbi Shimon, also he holds not only by Mocher, even by Hekdesh, he holds his Ayin Ra'a. So therefore, it's according to everybody. But Rabbi Shimon himself cannot be going like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva said by Hekdesh it's Ayin Yafa, and Rabbi Shimon says Hekdesh is be Ayin Ra'a, Rabbi Shimon, and he's not even going like the Hakamim, because Hakamim even by Hekdesh were Modeh Ayin Yafa, but Rabbi Shimon says no. It's Ba'ayna. So Rabbi Shimon has the most extreme opinion. It's Ayin Ra'a across the board. Rabbi Akiva has other extreme Ayin Yafa across the board. Hakamim are somewhere in the middle. But Rav Huna says my deen can be going according to everybody. Because when a guy's holding the trees, he's going to keep the land. Because he knows if he doesn't keep the land for himself, the guy's not going to give him the land. Because he's going to tell him, get out of here. You're bothering me. I don't want your trees on my land. Gemara continues. Amar Rav Huna Haruv Amurkav V'sadana Shikma. Those are the trees, the Haruv, that's you started to graft it. And the Sadana Shikma, that's the sycamore tree that you started to prune it. Torat Ilan Alav, Torat Karka Alav. In one sense, it has the deen of a tree. In one sense, it has the deen of Karka. Torat Ilan Alav, it has the deen of a tree. The Hecha de Agdish, Ozabin, Shne Ilanot, Vehai. Let's say a person sold, or he made Agdish, two trees, Vehai, plus one of the, you know, the third tree is this Sadana Shikma, or the Haruv, so therefore it's Mistarif. In that sense, it's considered three trees. And what's the law? When you sell three trees, the Karka comes with it, when you and you make Hekdesh, so the Karka becomes Hekdesh as well with it. Hekad de Agdish was Zavin Shte Ilanot Vehai, where he sold, or his Magdish, two trees with it, that's the name of Ilan. Yesh lo Karka. You get the karka comes with it. Which means in that sense, we consider it the third tree. Torat karka alav, derom is the ben agav karka. Which means when you sell karka, that tree is not included. So therefore, in that sense, as a din of karka, that when you sell a karka, it stays by the seller. Because since it's so hashuv, it has its separate din of itself. So it depends. If you're selling two trees, and this is the third tree, we consider a third tree, and therefore has a dinim of three trees. So when you sell it, the karka goes with it. But she'enkeh, when you're selling karka alone, these trees are not included. So sometimes it's ilan, sometimes it's karka. Okay, that's the first one. Amar Rav Huna, omer. Omer is a bundle of tevuah. She'yesh bo satayim. Okay, satayim is a shi'ur. Okay, 144 betzim is a se'ah. So this would be 288 betzim, which is satayim. Somewhere between 17 and 28 liters. That's where they explain it. Anyway, you have an omer, you have a bundle of wheat that has satayim, that has this shi'ud. Torat omer alav, v'torat gadish alav. In one sense, it has a din of omer, which we'll see what that means, omer. And in one sense, it has a din of a gadish. Gadish is just a pile of wheat. Ketzad. Torat Omer Alav Deshne Omarim. The rule in the field is when a person is collecting the wheat in his field, if he leaves two bundles in the field, Shekha, that's considered Shekha. He forgot to collect them. That means the Anim are able to now come along and take it. So it says, Shnaim Vehu. If you have, let's say, two bundles, regular bundles, Vehu, and this one, this Omer that has Satayim, Enan Shekha, which is in this instance, it's considered an Omer. So it's three Omarim. So therefore, the owner is allowed to go back and retrieve it because it's not considered Shekha. So the Inyan Shekha is considered the third bundle, and therefore there's no deen of Shekha. However, Torat Gadish Alav, it has a deen of a bundle, of a pile, of a stack, in which sense? Titnan, Omer, Sheyesh Bo Sataim, Shekhaho, and Shekha, which means, on the Gabir one stack, if you forgot this Omer in the field, the deen is, since it's so big, it's not considered Shekha. So it's considered, if it's a third bundle, it'll be considered Omer, that it's three Omerim, that it's not Shekha. And it's considered a Gadish, that if it's one bundle that he forgot, it has a deen of a pile. And therefore, it's not Shekha as well. So sometimes we consider it an Omer, sometimes you consider it a Gadish, a stack. Again, Omer, it's so big, and you forgot it, in Shekha, and if we come and retrieve it. Amar Abba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Esh Lakish, Haru, V'murkav, V'sadana, Shekma, these two items, these two trees, Banu, the Mahaloket, Rabbi Menachem, Bar Yosef, V'Rabbanan. Okay, what's the Mahaloket between these two rabbis? So look at the Rashbam. That is the bottom Rashbam of the Daf. Haru, V'murkav, V'sadana, Shekma, Im Kadosh, Bechlal, Sadeh, Im Lav. So when you make the field Hekdesh, are these trees included? We know this already. According to the rabbis, it's Kodesh. Why? Because Ba'ayin Yafa Magdish. Because when a guy's Magdish is field, he's Magdish Ba'ayin Yafa. Everything is included. Okay, what did the Bishamon say? Which is the same sheet as Bi Menachem. Ayin Ra'a Magdish. Therefore, he's only Magdish to field and nothing else. Right, which means the machloket really that we learned yesterday between a banan and a bishimon is the same machloket between a banan and a rabbi called Rabbi Menachem. Because the Gemara says, "Velema machloket bishimon and a banan." Why don't you just say simple? The machloket Rabbi Menachem and Rabbi Shimon. What are you introducing with a banan and Rabbi Menachem? Hakamash malan. Rabbi Menachem and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Shimon svira. This is the time. Rabbi Menachem. Holds like Rabbi Shimon. Look at the top. Top line. V'lema machloket Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan. V'ave mashmalan the Rabbi Shimon the v'Rabbanan kamalu kadamran ne'el. The E, right, which means it's a bigger hadush to tell me that Rabbi Shimon shita. Because if you remember when we learned the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon shita was vague in the Mishnah, because Rabbi Shimon didn't say it clearly. Rabbi Shimon said, everything in the field is kadosh plus the trees. And then we're saying, no, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that. He holds nothing in the field is kadosh. And we learned that Rabbi Shimon was really saying a shita according to the rabbis. According to me, nothing is kadosh. But according to you that say, ayin yafa, the only thing should be kadosh is the trees, but nothing else. So when you read the Mishnah, it's a little vague. So the Gemara says, instead of giving me Rabbi Menachem shita, tell it to me beferush that it's Rabbi Shimon, so I'll know how to understand him in the Mishnah and not get confused. Next one. We know Rabbi Shimon already. Rabbi Shimon we told you yesterday. So they were coming to tell you a new chadush. There's another rabbi that agrees with Rabbi Shimon, and that's Rabbi Menachem. And therefore, we have two shitot that say what? That when a guy's Makdisha field, his Makdisha is Ba'in Ra'a in total. Therefore, only the field is kadosh, not the trees, not the boar, not the dut, not the gat, not the shovah, nothing else. And the Rabbanan hold ayin yafa, that includes the trees, the boar, the gat, and the dut. Rabbi Shimon came to the rabbis and said, I argue with you. But the shitatchem, according to your shita that say ba'ayin yafa, you shouldn't go too much ayin yafa. At least only the tree should be kadosh, nothing else. And the rabbi said, no, we don't make a haluk. When we say ayin yafa ba'ekdesh, it includes everything. The Gemara is just saying that Rabbi Menachem also agrees with Rabbi Shimon. Adran alach amocher et abayin.